They call it Ubuntu. On the other side of the globe, far away from Little Norway, a new day starts in the black township Nyanga. It was established already in 1955 and are today one of the poorest parts of Cape Town. If you read about this place, you will definitely get to know how dangerous this place is and how people will grab any chance they've got to take advantage of you. But when I got here, I was taken by surprise. Nyanga means moon, and as the name implies, it shines with friendly faces and welcoming arms wherever you go. Even though most of the people here live under the bread limit, they share the little they have with those that might need it. Their houses are open to whoever that may need a place to stay, friends, family, or a lonely person. They call it Ubuntu, sharing with the people around you. I was, and still am, very impressed by this. How many of us would share everything if we had nothing? Mearson, Black, and Mills describes poverty as the most important underlying cause for death, disease, and disability. And the number of people living in poverty is unfortunately still increasing. With this way of living, I think it could be hard to see forward and think positive. But what I experienced here was that the people were happy and grateful for what they had. The closeness and friendship Ubuntu creates between people seem to make their view on life more positive. But don't misunderstand me. Nyanga is a dangerous place, and even though most of the people are friendly and warm-hearted, it is not a good idea walking alone here. A 16-year-old girl told us that when the night comes, gunshots, fights, and young girls being raped is not unusual in Nyanga. But as a new day starts, they all have their smile back on their faces and share what they have with whoever that may need it. They call it Ubuntu.